Les interviews du doc, c'est maintenant sur Vinyl Time. Like you.
Et ben voilà les amis, on termine tout doucement ce petit titre fantastique, They Only Come Out At Night, voilà, At Night at Nottingham. Je disais juste à l'instant, on discutait avec Rob hors antenne du Nottingham et du Rockingham, le Firefest pour ceux qui l'ont connu, et le Rockingham Fest à Nottingham, c'est quelque chose qui nous manque, et puis j'avais eu la chance d'échanger avec Rob déjà avant. Donc on va ouvrir tout de suite la page Midnight City, l'album s'appelle Itch You Can Scratch. Il sort le 11 juin, voilà, c'est un superbe nouvel album. Alors, il y a beaucoup de choses qui ont un petit peu bougé chez Midnight City. Alors, pas le groupe, hein, parce que c'est toujours le même, mais ils ont changé de label, ils ont changé de tourneur, de booking, enfin, tout ça. Et puis, ils nous sortent donc ce magnifique album le 11 juin. En tout cas, on va en discuter tout de suite avec Rob. Rob, do you hear me?
Yeah, how are you doing, Doc?
Yeah, thank you. I'm really happy to speak with you tonight. First of all, Rob, thank you so much for accepting my invitation. It's a great pleasure to speak about this new release, Itch You Can Scratch, 11th of June. Wow.
Thank you, Doc. Yeah, thank you for having me on your show, man. It's good to chat to you again.
Yeah. So, first of all, congratulations for this new one. I have a chance to listen a lot of times this wonderful rock and roll album. It's, I think for you, it's only 5 days before this release came for a lot of listeners, but I see a lot of good review regarding this album and, of course, with your video. So, first of all, what is your feeling, Rob, on this Sunday, 5 days before Itch You Can Scratch arrive directly on each ends of listener?
Oh, we can't wait because it's actually been a while. I mean, the album, unbelievably, we finished recording the album last. So it's been a long, long wait. but we signed a new record deal this time around with a new label. And with everything going on in the world, they decided to kind of delay the release. Oh, things improved a little bit with the COVID situation, so yeah, it's finally coming out on Friday, and we were very excited about it.
Et ben voilà, donc comme le dit Rob, hein, voilà, l'album a été enregistré il y a un petit moment, mais avec cette situation un peu compliquée du Covid, comme tout le monde le sait, bien sûr, on va plus en parler. Et ben pour le coup, ils ont attendu un petit peu. Alors ce qui s'est passé pour Midnight City, c'est qu'ils ont changé de label. Hein, maintenant ils sont sur Roulette Media, et donc l'album sortira donc comme il vous l'a dit vendredi 11 juin. Et puis on va en parler parce que c'est un superbe album. So Rob, you passed as you said a few seconds. This album is recording a long time ago, I would like to say, not only in 2 years or 3 years, but it's waiting, and a lot of people waiting this album. So after many times, of course, it's come back on Friday, and for sure we have to speak about this first single around this first release. You have Crawling in the Dirt. You speak about Atomic. You have a lot of beautiful feedback now.
Yeah, it's been great. Honestly, since like you said, we put the first single and the first video out in January,
yeah.
Which was it seems a long time ago now. That was Crawling in the Dirt, and then we did March. We released Atomic, and then a few weeks ago we released a third single, They Only Come Out at Night, and the videos and the singles have been getting incredible reviews, you know, and it's really got people excited for this album, you know, because they're really digging the three songs that they've heard so far, and it's really set the album up really well. So hopefully people are as excited about this album coming out as we are, you know. So it's a good feeling, Doc.
Voilà, comme le dit Rob, hein, alors vous le savez, comme on vient d'en parler à l'instant, le groupe a pris un petit peu de temps pour sortir l'album. Le premier single était sorti, c'était Crawling in the Dirt, qui était sorti le 22 janvier, et puis après ils ont étalé un petit peu dans le temps, donc il y a eu Atomic, qui était sorti plutôt en mars, et le dernier single en date c'est The Only Come Out At Night, c'est celui qu'on vient d'écouter pas plus tard qu'il y a 2 minutes. Et effectivement, bah, ça s'est un petit peu espacé dans le temps. Et nous, on était un petit peu sur l'attente de tout ça parce que bah, les titres étaient bons et l'album n'arrivait pas. So you change, Rob, you have a new management, you change a lot of things. You have a new booking agent, new management, new record label. So it's like a new start. This is a new beginning for Midnight City.
It is in a lot of ways. Yeah, very much so. We decided to switch things up a little bit after the last album, and we spent last summer talking to a couple of different labels, and we signed with Roulette Media in August of last year, and so far so good with those guys. They it's great to be with a label that believe in the band as much as we do. It's all really, really optimistic at the minute, and we're really hoping, that we're able to get out. We have a quite a lot of shows booked from July onwards, for the rest of the year into next year as well, and we just can't wait to get back out and do what we've missed doing for such a long time, it seems like a long, long time since we've been out and played a show. Everything's working great with the new label, and they're happy and we're happy. So, it's all good, man. It's all good.
Voilà, bah, comme le dit Rob, hein, il y a eu beaucoup de changements, donc nouveau management, nouveau booking agent, nouveau label, donc ça fait beaucoup. Et puis bah, ils sont très très contents du choix qu'ils ont fait, comme il le dit Rob, et bah, il y a de la tournée, hein, parce que c'est un groupe qui a quand même été joué au Japon, qui a joué en Australie, qui joue beaucoup en Angleterre bien sûr, et puis l'idée c'était surtout que derrière, et bah, ils puissent tourner et puis donner vie à ce nouveau disque, et donc ils sont très très contents. Rob, again, the new record, it's produced, mixed and engineered by Pete Newdeck, who is your drummer, and you have Harry S. Wow, on a mastering. What a good news.
Yeah.
And the work of Pete and Harry, it's totally fresh, and we give a lot of energy for this new release. Wow.
Thank you, mate. Yeah, it's the kind of the formula how we work with Midnight City's kind of is always been the same, really, for each album. I write the songs, like I said, Pete produces, mixes and engineers the albums, and Harry masters them. Yeah, he also did the first two albums as well. But it's a sort of like a winning combination, we like to think. I'm a little bit biased. It's kind of I think every band has a formula in which they work to and works for them, and we certainly have ours, and we just stick to it because it works, the way the albums together, and it all works great. So there's no point really changing anything because we like how the albums sound,
Ben comme le dit Rob, hein, donc voilà, je vous disais, donc le producteur, celui qui a mixé, qui a enregistré, c'est Pete Newdeck, qui est le batteur du groupe. Et puis l'album a été masterisé par Harry S. Alors Harry S, bien sûr, c'est Harry Mskarem, hein, voilà, on va pas se le cacher. Et comme le dit Rob, bah, c'est du très bon travail, ils travaillent bien ensemble. Et puis Rob, bah, comme d'habitude, il a écrit tous les titres. Et puis après, ils ont travaillé ensemble, Rob et Pete, sur 2 titres, Fire Inside and Chance of a Lifetime, qui est écrit par Rob et par Pete. Et puis voilà, puis on sent aussi que bah, le groupe est un peu plus mature et qu'on est dans un hard rock des années 80 vraiment très très bon. Pete, Rob, non, Rob, you said a few seconds that Pete and you working together for this release. You have 2 songs record together, and the rest of the band is the same since many times. So do you think it's a key for the success of this new release to have the same man on board with you today?
Yeah, definitely. I think we have I think each album, I think, you know, the one thing that we always try and do, I think, which every band tries to do, is you just want to make a better album than your previous album, you know, and that's what we, I think we've done each time. But the, like I said, the way that we work albums and the way that we, you know, write albums and record albums, it just works great. It's just a good team effort, and it's there's no reason to change it, because it just works, and it's worked very well for us so far, Doc, you know.
Et ben voilà, la question, c'était aussi, on parlait à l'instant que Rob et Pete avaient écrit deux titres, ils travaillaient beaucoup ensemble, et puis est-ce que aussi les clés du succès de Midnight City pour l'enregistrement de ce nouvel album, c'était aussi que le groupe n'avait pas changé, c'était toujours le même et que ça tirait vers le haut. Et ben il le dit évidemment que c'est mieux de travailler ensemble, que c'est mieux d'être proche et de pouvoir écrire ces morceaux, et puis et ben comme vous allez pouvoir bientôt découvrir ce « Itch You Can Scratch », voilà, qui sort le 11 juin, vous allez voir que bah, le travail qui a été fait entre eux est quand même, est quand même un excellent album de hard rock, voilà, qu'on adore, qu'on écoute, qu'on va réécouter. C'est vraiment, un très très bon disque. Rob, normally you speak about touring and something like that. Normally we have some dates in August in UK. And maybe in September, in November, you have some gigs. Not in Hamburg for sure, because the indoor summer festival is now moving to 2022, and I hope to see you on this festival because I have my tickets for this. So, do you think you can? You are very happy with this first date in August, just to speak about this new release to the people for sure.
Yeah, I mean, we've got our first date back out. We're actually playing a festival out here in the UK called the Call of the Wild Festival, which is in July, and that's going to be that's July the 11th. That's our first show back, which is going to be great and a nice big outdoor festival. And then we have a 5-date UK tour in August, which is the Itch You Can't Scratch tour. And then we have two more dates. We're headlining a festival in October in the UK, and we've got a headline show in November. And then going into next year, we have another UK tour booked for February, which we're going to be announcing soon. Wow. And then hopefully we have a load of rescheduled dates out in Europe. Indoor Summer is going to be one of them. We also have Hard Rock Hell out in Ibiza. And there's going to be lots more added to that as well. So we're hoping that, you know, next year we're going to be really busy, because we're hoping so. You know, it's been such a long time, man, you know. So, and especially with a new album out, obviously we want to get out and promote it and play, you know, songs from it. And so our number one ambition right now is once the album is out, to finally get out and play some shows, and hopefully you know, especially get out to Europe, because we love Europe, and obviously the UK too, but it's been a while since we've been out to Europe, so fingers crossed all that happens. Let's just hope for the best, you know. So
yes, finger crossed. Yes,
absolutely, man. Yeah, who knows what can happen. Yeah, you know, but
yeah, for sure.
You've got to be optimistic, you know.
Yeah, for sure. I'm totally optimistic, and I hope Midnight City came in France.
Oh, that would be great, you know. We've never played in France.
Yeah.
So it would be an honor, you know. I've played in France a couple of times with other bands, but Midnight City's never been to France yet, but hopefully we'll get that sorted next year.
Voilà, bah comme on en discute avec Rob, on parlait de concert, hein, bien sûr, vous l'avez compris. Donc ils ont plusieurs dates qui sont prévues pour le Itch You Can Scratch Tour. Voilà, qui devrait arriver. Donc ils ont des dates en août, ils ont quelques dates en fin d'année. Et puis ils ont déjà aussi une autre tournée qui est prévue en février de l'année prochaine. Et puis d'autres concerts, et puis ils seront bien sûr au Hambourg en fin d'année. Et voilà, ils veulent tourner, ils veulent défendre l'album, bah, comme tous les groupes, hein, bien sûr. Et puis on aura plaisir, s'ils peuvent venir jouer en France, de les accueillir. Puisque Rob, il a déjà joué en France avec Tiggle... Tigelters, I think. Et puis, il n'a jamais joué en France avec Midnight Ici, donc ça serait super de pouvoir les voir. Rob, as you know, we are live this afternoon, so we have a Facebook session with a lot of listeners, and I have one question, maybe two. The first one is regarding the name Midnight. Why is Midnight is not read with mid and night, night, N-E-G-H-T?
that's a good question. A couple of reasons. One reason is that it's kind of in rock and roll, it's kind of cool to spell things wrong. If you think about bands like Rat, R-A-T-T, and Enough's Enough, and yeah. You know, so many bands, you know, they kind of misspell. Def Leppard, another classic, you know, misspelled yep. name. So we just decided, you know, to kind of go with that because it was a little bit different. And it also kind of looks a little bit more, the Americans use NIT quite a lot. And seeing as we have quite an American sound, we kind of went with that as well. You know, we're from the UK, but we don't really sound like we're from the UK, you know. It's more of an American type sound. So it kind of fits with the style of the band, you know.
Et ben voilà, donc Franck, tu as ta réponse. Alors pourquoi Midnight ne s'écrit pas Midnight comme tu l'as écrit? Ben simplement comme le dit Rob, hein, parce que il y a plein de groupes qui ont enlevé des lettres, hein, il l'a dit, hein, NF, Rat, Def Leppard, qui est le plus connu. Et ben eux ont fait pareil, donc ils ont enlevé, ils ont écrit autrement le Night comme ils l'ont fait, pour que ça sonne un peu plus américain. Donc voilà, donc la réponse de Rob sur le nom du groupe, ben tout simplement, c'était pour sonner un petit peu comme certains gros groupes qui ont décidé d'enlever des lettres pour rendre ça beaucoup plus sympathique. Rob, we come back at the new release. Itch You Can Scratch, who is coming on 11th of June. One of the songs with a single he called They Only Came Out at Night. It's a great song, great FM song, I would like to say, because we have a lot of intensity on this song. And why we put a lot of intensity on these songs? It's very particular because we have a lot of feelings. It's a little bit melancholic. Is it maybe your preferred song on this album, or it's only my preferred songs?
I think on behalf of myself and the rest of the guys, I think it's actually all of our favorite song off the album. So we all agree with you. It's our favorite song off the album for each band member. I think it's a lot to do with the fact that it sounds very different to anything that we've done before. It sounds like a completely original sort of sound, you know, and something different from what we've done before. And you know, obviously the video lends to that as well. And the whole song I actually wrote, if the song was inspired by the movie Lost Boys, which is, you know, a classic film from the 80s that we've all seen and I'm sure everybody loves. And I was sat watching it about a year and a half ago, and I just remember thinking, I remember watching the film as a kid and thinking how great the soundtrack was to that album, to that movie. And, you know, so I decided to kind of write a song almost as if I was writing a song for a movie soundtrack, which is something I've never really done before. Wow. And then we really went to town with it in the studio, and Pete did a great job of producing it. And as soon as the song was finished, we all knew that we had to do a video for this one because it has such a great sort of storyline to it. And like I said, something completely different. So we knew we were going to make a really cool video for it. And it's definitely my favorite song on the album, as well as the rest of the guys. So you're not alone there. You've chosen the best song, Doc.
I listened many times your CD, so that's why.
That's good.
Bah, voilà, donc il y a une chanson qui est vraiment très bonne, on l'a écoutée juste avant, hein, They Only Came Out At Night, voilà, comme il le dit, bah, ils ont voulu écrire aussi une chanson qui pourrait faire la musique d'un film, c'est la première fois qu'ils faisaient ça. Pete, comme il le dit, la super hyper bien produit. Et puis quand ils ont écouté le résultat, ils ont dit waouh, ça c'est un grand titre, c'est une grande chanson. Franchement, je vous invite à redécouvrir déjà l'album vendredi prochain, le 11, mais d'écouter particulièrement les singles qui sont sortis. Et celui-là, The Only Come Out at Night, il est vraiment, voilà, c'est une très belle chanson. Il y a beaucoup de choses, c'est très mélancolique, il y a du FM, voilà, c'est tout ce qu'on aime, c'est du hard rock des années 80. Et en tout cas, voilà, c'est comme il le dit, lui aussi et le groupe ont trouvé cette chanson vraiment très très bonne. Rob, two other songs, maybe we can discuss about these two songs, I think, because in this lesson I like Darkness Before the Dawn and I Don't Need Another Head Bitch. With like the 80s, this is very fresh, this is very with a lot of beautiful guitars on it. What a job you make for these two songs now.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I mean, those two songs are great as well. You know, Darkest Before the Dawn was actually written about a friend of mine who was going through a really horrible breakup with his girlfriend, and I actually, you know, I was kind of, you know, upset for him. He was having a horrible time, so I actually wrote the song about, you know, it's not about me, it's about what was happening to him. Mm-hmm. And so that's like a really you know, kind of classic sounding melodic rock Midnight City song that almost, that one I think could have almost been on the first album. You know, it's similar to some of the stuff we did on the first album. And I Don't Need Another Heartache is probably my joint favorite song on the album, alongside They Only Come Out at Night. I really, really like I Don't Need Another Heartache. It's really poppy, it's really commercial, it's one of those, you know, happy pop rock songs that we all love, you know. And it's kind of, I think that song is probably the most similar song to, you know, Give Me Love off the last album.
Yeah,
you know, it's definitely got that kind of vibe, that happy vibe. And I don't know whether we're doing a fourth single off this album, but if we do, that will more than likely be the fourth single. So yeah. So again, you've got great taste, Doc, because you're picking all the best songs.
Yeah. It's a wonderful CD. So I pass a lot of time to listen to this CD. So that's why I just speak about the songs that I like on this CD. But for sure, all your songs are crazy, are fantastic, and this is very fresh songs. And normally, I think during this period of COVID, it's very important to pass a lot of time to listen good music and speak about passion about music and speak about your release. So I just translate now.
Absolutely, but man. I think we've got to cheer everybody up as well, because everybody's been having an absolutely horrible time. So hopefully this new music and this new album can raise people's spirits a little bit and cheer everybody up.
Yeah, for sure. Voilà, comme je disais, Darkness, Before the Dawn et I Don't Need Another Elbash sont vraiment des chansons. Voilà, il y a de la grosse guitare dedans. Et comme le dit Rob, hein, c'est très poppy, c'est très hard. Il y a vraiment un des titres, là, pourrait être le quatrième single, I Don't Need Another Elbash. Et comme il le disait, Darkness Before the Dawn, c'est... il a écrit ce titre envers un de ses amis qui a eu une rupture très difficile et donc qui est tombé bien bas, et puis ça l'a touché, il en a fait un album. Et puis comme on parlait bien sûr des bons titres de cet album, franchement allez l'écouter, hein. Il sort le 11 juin, voilà, c'est un super super disque, et puis il s'écoute vraiment très très bien, c'est un grand plaisir à écouter, c'est un très bon disque de Midnight City. Rob, before we... of course, close this interview. I would like to say maybe all the persons we can purchase on midnightcity.com your new release. We have a lot of bundle, a lot of LP, color LP, something like that. You pass a lot of time to build this new release for that, I think, because with this new management, new record label, you provide a lot of new stuff to everybody.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, we've worked really closely with Roulette Media, and they've been fantastic. You know, they've done all the merch for us this time round. So they've taken control of all that. So there's, you know, two different t-shirt designs, there's hoodies, there's obviously the CD, there's two vinyl editions, a red vinyl and a silver vinyl, and there's, oh my God, there's loads of stuff, sweatbands, you name it. We've got a lot of merch going on, and it's great because people really, really, you know, I think people are enjoying the fact that we've got a lot of things, you know, a lot of new merchandise on sale. So yeah, you can get it all if you just go to roulettemedia.co.uk and search for Midnight City. All the merchandise is on sale there, and yeah, we just, you know, make sure you go and visit the website and check all that stuff out, because there's some really cool stuff on there, and I'm really excited as well. You know, I can't wait to get my vinyl copy of the album.
Me too.
So I'm just as excited to get my copy of the vinyl as everybody else. So yeah, there's lots of merchandise to be going on with. So make sure you go and have a look when you get a second.
Voilà, bah comme on le dit, hein, donc vous allez sur le site midnightcity.com, vous avez le nouveau disque qui est là, vous cliquez dessus et puis vous allez voir, il y a énormément de choses qui sont sorties, des CD, des vinyles, des t-shirts, vous pouvez downloader, il y a des bundles, voilà, il y a des vinyles de couleur, enfin voilà, le travail a été fantastique et comme le dit Rob, il est comme moi, on attend le vinyle. On attend le vinyle rouge, et puis voilà, je pense que ça fera vraiment un grand moment. Rob, one question, maybe two questions before we ending this interview. First of all, you are not only with Midnight City, but you are on the business since many times. What is very difficult on 2020, 2021 for this release? This is just due to the COVID, because we have to wait a lot of times to provide this new release, or maybe it's a little bit difficult to play music with the band and something like that. What is your view after many, many times that you are on the business?
Yeah, good question. It's well, as I said, you know, we finished the album in October last year, and the plan really was always to kind of have the album out before now. But there's, you know, the whole point of releasing an album for most bands is, you know, once you put the album out, you want to be able to get out and play shows to support the album, you know, and obviously you sell a lot of albums through and get a lot of people interested through going out and playing shows, not just your own, but also festival shows to maybe people that haven't seen you before. So there's not much point in releasing an album if you can't go out and play, you know, because it comes out and nothing really, you know, you can't do anything. So that was one of the main reasons for the delay. And our record label, you know, quite wisely said that, look, we should, you know, maybe release it in the middle of the year when hopefully things improve. And as of right now, touch wood, you know, things are, you know, improving, and it looks like we are going to be able to get out and play from next month onwards. So it was a good decision, really, to kind of delay it, because I think if it had come out earlier, you know, especially, you know, we've put so much hard work into this album, we don't want it to just come out and then nothing to happen. You know, we want to put it out and we want to, you know, get out and play as much as we possibly can, you know, because you know, otherwise all the hard work's wasted. So so it was a good decision, I think. And I think we timed it perfectly, because it looks like everything's going to, you know, gigs are starting to happen from, you know, well, gigs are already happening over here in the UK. And it looks, fingers crossed, like things will continue like that. So it was a good move, I think.
Voilà, bah comme on en parlait, vous savez, Rob, c'est quand même quelqu'un qui est dans le business depuis très longtemps, hein, puisqu'il a été chanteur de Tiger Tales, et puis il est avec Midnight City depuis 2017 quand même, c'est pas rien. Et puis, bah, qu'est-ce qui a été le plus dur pour eux? Bah, c'était effectivement, l'album est fini depuis le mois d'octobre, et puis ils ont dû décaler la sortie, comme on en parlait, et pour eux, c'est la meilleure solution durant cette période pour donner quelque peu des morceaux via les singles, et puis d'attendre que ça sorte au mois de juin, et de pouvoir tourner après, et puis en même temps, ils ont pu quand même faire quelques répètes comme il vous le dit, et puis bah, le reste c'est quand même de pouvoir tourner, mais on espère pouvoir les voir en Angleterre ou bien sûr en Europe si les festivals dans lesquels ils sont annoncés ont bien lieu. One last questions, Rob, on Facebook Live. This is from a person who is called Nicola. Maybe it's your friend, I don't know, but he said, does Rob know any French?
I know who Nicola is. Hi, Nicola. Thanks for tuning in. She said she was going to listen today. So hi, hope you're doing all right, Nicola. Do I know any French? Je m'appelle Rob Wilde. That's about as good. J'habite à Nottingham. That means I live in Nottingham, right? So yeah, I did French in school, but didn't do very well. So I think if I got lost in France without a translator, I'd be in trouble.
Bon ben voilà, Nicolas, merci en tout cas de nous avoir posé la question. Comme il le dit, il s'appelle Rob et il est le chanteur de Midnight City. Voilà, c'est les seuls mots qu'il sait dire. Il habite à Nottingham. Alors, I know, Rob, that maybe you are not speaking French, but when we came to Firefest in Rockingham, at Nottingham, we speak a lot about music. And I think the languages of music, of melodic rock, and something like that must be directly in Nottingham.
I agree, man. I remember chatting to you, and Nottingham seems to be the kind of the central place for everybody. You know, let's hope that the Rockingham thing happens again, because you know, to get people from all over the world to come to this city where I still live. You know, I've lived in Nottingham for a long, long, long time, and it's great. You know, and it's one of those annual events that I think everybody's missing, really. So yeah. I think. You know, I do think that, you know, probably not this year, but maybe next year, I think somebody's bound to kind of, you know, do something again, because it was too big and there was too many people, like you say, from all over the world that came to it. So I think it will happen again. I'm confident it will.
Bah voilà, comme le dit Rob, hein, nous on s'est connus à Nottingham parce qu'on allait au Firefest et au Rockingham, et puis qu'on parlait musique, et comme vous le savez, à Nottingham, le Firefest et le Rockingham, et bah, y avait quand même beaucoup, beaucoup, beaucoup de monde qui venait de partout dans le monde, et on parlait musique, et on parlait effectivement de tous ces groupes qu'on voyait nulle part, hein. On a vu quand même des groupes improbables à Nottingham, et j'espère que ça reviendra. Et puis une des très belles salles de Nottingham, c'est le Rock City. Et je peux vous assurer que d'aller faire des concerts au Rock City, c'est quand même un très très grand moment, parce que c'est une très belle salle à Nottingham. So I just said, Rob, I like Rock City venue because it's one of the most venue in UK. And of course, this is one of the most times that I pass in Nottingham each October after each October.
Yeah, it's a great venue. Yeah, I've played Rock City many times, and it's still one of the best venues in the UK. You know, so fingers crossed it'll happen maybe next year, and we can have some beers and have a good chat again.
Yeah, thank you so much, Rob. Before we ending, do you have a message for the French listener who is waiting Midnight City year after years?
Well, first of all, I just want to say thanks, Doc, for having me on your show. It's been great talking to you. Thank you for having me. And to all the listeners, I just want to say thanks for all your support so far. Like I said, our new album's out on Friday, June 11th, so not long to wait. And I really, really hope that we can come over to play in France at some point. And I'm sure it will happen. I look forward to meeting you all when that happens. But thanks again for having me on your show, Doc. It's been great.
Thank you so much. Bah voilà, comme il le dit, hein, l'album sort donc le 11 juin. Il s'appelle Itch You Can Scratch. Voilà, le 11 juin, vendredi, allez l'acheter, franchement c'est très bon. J'espère que Rob pourra effectivement venir avec son groupe en France, mais nous on ira le voir quelque part de toute façon, parce que c'est un très très bon album. Voilà, franchement on a apprécié ce disque, foncez l'acheter. Maybe Rob, the next song is Crawling in the Dirt. Can you please introduce the songs?
Absolutely. So this is the first track off our new album. It was also the first single off the new album. Make sure you go and look at the video when you get a chance. Off Itch You Can't Scratch, this is Crawling in the Dirt.
Thank you so much, Rob.